In June of last year, the Texas A&M University System was awarded one of three National Centers for Innovation and Advanced Development in Manufacturing by the Department of Health and Human Services, the goals of which are the following. First is to provide protection against pandemic influenza, as well as any chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear threats. Equally as importantly, our center was charged, as the other centers are, with training the next generation of scientists, engineers, and technologists to assure our national security for decades to come. And Dr. Robin Robinson, the real mind and strategist behind these centers, and Director Abarta will speak about that momentarily. A key strength of our proposal was the potential we had to build an unequaled team of commercial and academic partners. Today, we welcome GlaxoSmithKline, one of the world's greatest developers of vaccines, as our key partner within the A&M Center. So what does that mean? Specifically, that means that GSK is officially under subcontract to the Texas A&M system, and that subcontract and related materials have been authorized and approved by the U.S. government. Within this partnership, the A&M system and GSK will locate a new state-of-the-art biopharmaceutical manufacturing facility for GSK's cell-based influenza vaccine in Bryan College Station, Texas. The facility is currently in advanced schematic design already, will be approximately 110,000 square feet and at a contracted cost of $91 million. The facility, and more importantly, the highly trained people who work in that facility, will eventually provide 50 million doses of pandemic influenza vaccine to our nation within 4 months of that pandemic strain notification by the U.S. government. The facility will also manufacture GSK's cell-based seasonal influenza vaccine to augment the nation's current supply of egg-based annual vaccines. So why GSK? College Station is not exactly at the crossroads between Philadelphia and Brussels. So we get this question very often. Our partnership with GSK was built on an almost decade relationship between Texas A&M and the Wallonia region of Belgium. This has been a working collaborative relationship for a decade. Specific discussions for this project date back to the spring of 2010. So this is long in the making. In GSK, we found the ideal partner for three reasons, and I want to be very specific about that. GSK manufactures and distributes over 1.4 billion vaccines per year worldwide, with 11 distinct vaccines approved in the United States. Therefore, GSK brings unparalleled experience in the global biopharmaceutical industry to Texas A&M and to the state of Texas. Secondly, GSK's cell-based influenza vaccine program, this is in contrast to egg-based programs, in our opinion, represents a critical technical breakthrough to solve the nation's challenges for providing safe and effective vaccines within a time frame when which they are most needed. And finally, in GSK, we found like-mindedness in their commitment to innovation, applied research, development, education of students, and dedication of public service. In other words, we matched philosophically. Last point I want to emphasize is that of the three national centers, only one is led by an academic institution. As such, I believe Texas A&M really does epitomize the modern interpretation of what it means to be a land-grant university. We have seized leadership roles in practical teaching and practical research, not related to 19th century industrial revolution, but the 21st century biorevolution. Not just related to strategy for traditional armed conflict, but 21st century science and technology to protect our country from asymmetric threats of terrorist organizations and rogue states. And finally, a word of gratitude to my team. Many are here today and many are still working back in College Station. They really are a testament to what a small team of talented people can accomplish if they are really freed up to innovate, and I thank the Chancellor for doing that. If they're fueled by passion, and we thank all the patients and all the people who need these vaccines for fueling us, and they're given an environment, a nurturing environment like the state of Texas can provide.